If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the number one headline out of this is what's going to happen with the tush push. We all know it's been debated for a couple years now. The Eagles are better than anybody ever in NFL history at doing it. It's a lot of reasons for that. I think Jalen Hurts is the biggest because from a strength perspective, no other quarterback has the lower body strength that Jalen Hurts has. And you've had back and forth on like, hey, why should you ban it? Is it just because teams are jealous that they can't do it as effective? You've had multiple coaches this week come out and blame injuries, even though there's no real injury risk. And then some have said, or injury data yet, some have said, well, we got to do it before it becomes a problem. And it's this weird back and forth. Today, they made a decision to table it, meaning they didn't have enough votes either. Like, there weren't enough votes to go and actually vote.
They want to keep pushing to get it banned, but they don't have enough.
So we will revisit this again in May. But for the time being, the tush push is still legal, at least for another 2 months or another month, I guess, now.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that they're going to try to make another push here. There's another meeting in May. Some other things got tabled for May, too. One vote just straight up failed, which was the illegal contact holding not being automatic first down, even on a 5-yard penalty.
Right, but this one is the strongest debate. I mean, Pete Schrager, who just left NFL Network, he now works for ESPN, I guess, or will eventually work for ESPN. He said he heard the tush push debate among the teams of the rare rule change where both sides are not only dug in and very passionate, but there are influential voices making cases to potentially swing votes on both sides of the debate. This is the story of the week. So this is not a normal rule change vote. This one people are taking personally because if you're the Eagles, you're saying, wait a second here. Versus, you know, the other side of it where, you know, like the Packers are the team that proposed this. They're an NFC squad. They, you know, they're more likely to play the Eagles and have to deal with that. You've got, you know, Kellen Moore, who was on the Eagles staff, who's now the head coach of the Saints. He has no problem with it. You got Andy Reid, who I think has kind of played both sides a little bit with his comments.
He's
trying not to ruffle any feathers.
He's like, I'll choose whatever side you guys tell me to choose.
Basically.
Sean McVay had said that he straight up told Sirianni he was being a hater, but also doesn't want the play. Here's the problem I have with the way they're trying to get rid of the rule. They might not be successful because right now the reports are they got about half the league owners on board to get rid of half the competition, half the teams on board to get rid of it. And they got to convince the other half, or at least another probably third of that grouping, to figure out how to convince them that we should also get rid of it. I hate, for the Eagles' sake, and for any team's sake, because if this was a rule that the Chiefs were taking advantage of, I wouldn't like that they are trying to convince everyone to do it under the guise of player safety. Because, and I want to be very clear about this, the player safety reports on this matter are, and I cannot emphasize this enough, not out. So claiming it is a safety issue when there straight up isn't data out on it at all is pretty lame, right? You're like, it's a player safety issue. And you're like, under what conditions are you sure it is a player safety issue? Gut? Just your vibes and feeling that maybe a player has to get lower? That ain't good enough. We do research in this league. We get actual. Now, look, if they ever get a report that comes back that says you're more likely to get hurt on this play than another play, they'll have no trouble getting rid of it. None. The reason why they're getting pushed back now is they're trying to get everybody else to just go off feelings. And that's a tough reason to get rid of a rule.
Clearly, though, this is a highly debated one. So this is not there are plenty of people, obviously, in the league that are involved in the competition committee as well that feel it should be banned, and what are their motives? I don't know if we would ever get a true answer from everybody involved. I've told you from 2 years ago or whatever, the very beginning, in general, just as a sports fan, it's a boring ass play, and I just don't like watching it, right? Like,
great reason to say to get rid of it, but I get the logic. It's not the worst reason.
Like, there are other plays that are boring, but I would say that for a sport that is all about TV ratings and cares more about that than actually even player safety as well,
I
totally have, like, if you told me today they would have announced they banned it, I would have been like, great. I would have had no problem. It is a boring play. Third and one, and I know what's coming. And it's not just because the Eagles can convert it and nobody can. It's just, it's even when they convert it, it's a boring play. Just like I wouldn't want to watch a bunch of games with kneel downs or QB sneaks either. Like, those are boring plays in the sport. We like passing. We like Saquon Barkley breaking off long runs. And the Eagles, I have no fault to them. They're taking advantage of something that is legal, and they're great at it. No problem with what they're doing. It's a boring play. And so if that is part of my thought process on it. Does it need to be banned? I don't know.
The other part about it, I guess, for the strong defenders of it, everybody realizes, right, that this used to be a banned play. So what's the difference between going back? You didn't used to be able to push people. And I got to be honest, this sounds stupid. This is going to be the smallest little thing. How come I can push you but not pull? If I'm changing your momentum either way, what's the difference? Why the hell can't I just drag you across the line? And it's always in the same, like, what's, like, if I'm allowed to handle your momentum in one way or the other, then why can't I get rid of it? Look, I'm not like overly against or for, like, if they keep it, I don't care. If they get rid of it, fine. Like, I'm not going to be like heartbroken that there's no more tush push in the league, right? It'll be fine that it is no longer here. It does feel like they're making a rule specifically to hurt one team.
And it would hurt one team more than anybody else. That's true.
It is pretty rare, I feel like, that we enter a rule set where they're trying to do something to distinguish one team. For instance, a team was trying to do this for themselves. The Detroit Lions today had a vote voted down. It did not pass. They wanted to eliminate, as I had mentioned, the holding or legal contact penalties from being an automatic first down. You're like, well, that's interesting. I wonder why it is the Lions would like to get rid of that. Well, since 2022, no team, and by a mile, has been called for more penalties of that nature than the Detroit Lions. They were like, we would like the league rules to be nice for us. So, like, I could understand, like, that would be, you know, like, I could see why the Eagles would be like, hey, you're going to get rid of something just because we're good at it? That seems kind of shady. The overtime rules technically affect all 32 teams in the league. It seemed kind of crybaby that the Bills were the team that ended up getting those rules changed. But, like, I don't know. It feels very, like, targeted. That's maybe my bigger issue with it. It feels like they're all out to get the Eagles. You're right, though. It's not a fun play to watch. And I know it's, like, the simple thing to be like, well, just keep them at a third and one. Well, that's a lot easier said than done. They're one of the best offenses in the league. I appreciate it. But, you know, until the league figures out a way to stop it, like, can I jump over the top of the line again? Can we at least give me an option to slow this thing down, or we're just done here?
So in May, they have a meeting again, and that's where we'll probably get some final determination. They could also still table it again till the following season and hold off one more. But the reason why they didn't even go to a vote is because they knew they didn't have the votes. And that happens all the time with this kind of stuff. So,
but they table it if they still think they could get the votes later.
And it was weird because 24 hours ago, the expectation was that this thing was going to get banned. Then this morning, Jordan Schultz, who had the report on this, said that it was leaning towards not being able to get banned, which turns out to be accurate, that they didn't have the votes. So something shifted, and this is why everybody's trying to talk each other into it. There's plenty of conversations. It would be fascinating if we, you know, to have a film crew and, like, once this is all done, and find out who was so vocal and what the actual arguments were and how upset did some owner or member of the competition committee get with another member based off of how it may or may not hurt them.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.